Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Dailies, featuring some of the best bits of this afternoon's show.
Yes.
We had a bit of a chat, didn't we, as
well,
we always
talked about
do.
A bit of England, didn't we?
Yeah, of course we did. Martin Kellner joined us, as always, with a week of sport on TV.
Yep.
Including looking back on Channel 4's coverage of England yesterday. Jason Cundy and Andy Goldstein popped in to tell us what was coming up in their show. And it kind of took on a life of its own, didn't it?
Did,
so we thought we might share that with the class as well. So I think that'll do. You hear it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul. And I've heard a lot of criticism about England last night, which I don't quite get. I really enjoyed the game. I thought England played brilliantly.
No,
it was half.
It was always going to be that second half, wasn't it? Because as soon as they got a goal, they were going to come on strong.
I thought they hung on well at the end.
I think they did. It was a great first half. I mean, you know, I'm sure a very relieved man was Jack Grealish, because at 3-0, it's a dead game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And he knows he should have put that away. But it didn't matter. They hung on and they got the result. So
it was
a good performance.
It was. And it was strange for England not to be on ITV, but I was pleased that Channel 4 didn't go their normal route. Mel Goodroyk and Joe Lycett doing the commentary.
They must have been relieved, Channel 4, because they'd not been able to... England hadn't won since they'd taken over the game.
True, yeah.
So I think they were delighted to have got the victory under their belts.
They did. At one point, a graphic came up and said, "Watch along with Addy Akinfenwa and friends." I thought, "No, you're all right."
Okay, well, fair enough.
Not for me.
Everybody's got that choice, haven't they?
They have.
They seem very keen to tell us about rise and fall that was coming up.
Yeah.
And that was a bit of a worry when you're 2-0 up and then it goes to 2-1. I don't want to know about rise and fall.
Very true.
I'm probably watching it at the moment. But it was a good and fantastic performance. We're going to have a chat with Stan Connemore later on about the match and what he made of it, all the positives that came from it. Italy aren't great at the moment, are they? They didn't really have a cutting edge.
They're a bit ageing and they haven't,
they're a mixture at the moment. There's a lot of players undercooked, that injuries. I mean, we shouldn't, knock
Still,
ourselves.
Still, we haven't won
that
there since 1961, so it's a good performance.
And we dominated that first half. We played some lovely stuff.
At one point, Dion Dublin said, "Italy are struggling to get a shoe hold in the game." I thought, his foot, isn't it? Do people say shoe hold? I've heard of toe hold.
Yeah.
I've never heard of brogue hold, flip-flop hold.
Yeah, I think, we never said either of those two, did he, really?
Shoe hold.
It's a shoe hold in the
it's
game.
A shoe hold. No,
I'd like you to start using that, Andy.
I will, actually. And I was thinking about the Todd Bowley firing the England, not the England, the Chelsea groundsman and his son have been there for 30 years. And I was wondering, you asked me the other day why, and I was thinking, was it the pitch and the training ground pitches that are getting the blame for all the injuries that we've had? And, so I don't know that.
Right.
But then I started, is that a thing? And I started to go down this rabbit hole.
Did you really?
And I found
haven't got a rabbit hole on the pitch.
No, they haven't.
That's not great. I could understand they'd be upset about that.
A study in 2019, sponsored by Leicester City, about all to do with pitch hardness. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, do you want to share it with the class?
I mean,
we've got just under 3 hours if you want to talk about pitch.
It's too complicated.
Don't you remember, though, we had a chat with Pat Nevin a few years back, talking about just the hardness of pitches.
Yeah.
And, the amount of injuries that players... But they're like concrete.
Most
Premier League pitches
and boots,
are like
rotational
concrete.
Rotational traction of boots.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I think you've got to go back to muddy pitches and Adidas Alf Commons.
That's right. We've got. Can we? What about? Did we cryogenically freeze the old Derby County groundsman? I'd love to think he's still with us. But I'm talking about Alan Hinton in 1972-73. So if we could,
but there were less injuries.
Bring him back.
I mean, they want the pitches to be fantastic so the players can play, brilliantly to optimum performance.
Yeah.
But You know, they are.
But there is the flip side.
What a rabbit hole that was.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you, Andy Pitchcare Jacobs.
No, absolutely.
Now, something to get the listeners going on. Julian Nagelsmann's in the news. He's got the sack at Bayern Munich. He was skiing. The irony of that after the big row he's had with Manuel Neuer, who got injured skiing. But anyway, we will talk a bit more about what's gone on and the domino effect that there could be in the Premier League and beyond to that sacking. Thomas Tuchel going in, his first game being Dortmund, which is amazing. Mm. So, yes, we will talk about that later. The reason I bring it up now is he's quite a character, is Nagelsmann. And one of the things he believes in that he brings into the dressing room, and he's studied it, is horse therapy.
Horse therapy.
Horses aren't creatures that judge. Horses react to your aura, said the Bayern coach. And if you come into a paddock and all the horses run away, then you're obviously a bit too dominant in your demeanour. And he does believe in horse therapy. And he takes that. He was a great player.
I had a bit of horse therapy at Cheltenham last week with a few winners.
I think you did. Paddy Power gave you a bit of horse therapy. Or was it horse therapy, the old German centre-half? But the reason I bring this up is Andy had a bit of horse therapy because at one point he had a bit of a shoulder issue back in the day, and he started go to a physio, having some work done on his shoulder, and having a bit of a chat to the physio. The physio let on she was also an equine physio.
Yeah.
So Andy was going in there, and he was seeing a horse physio, horsed physio.
She was tremendous, and I'd be shod at the end of every session.
Sure, you would be. And we did this outside broadcast, and Zara Phillips was there.
Yes,
and we said hello to him. We were chatting away. I said, oh, by the way, Zara, Andy goes to the same physio as Toy Town, your horse.
Yeah.
And she gave us a proper Ancelotti eyebrow. I don't think she quite knew that the Toy Town's physio was also seeing you on the side. It's a bit much. But it was good. Andy, you have to go in there. It's like that old Hancock when Kenneth Williams goes there. You had to get on all fours, didn't you, to be treated for the shoulder.
If he
can get up in the lift, he'll make the trip. It's fantastic. And because you were always scared going, so they'd put the blinkers on you. And you'd start sweating up on the stairs when you start sweating. Up on the stairs, get the idea with that.
Yeah.
But have you shared them with the stars, whoever it was? If you had a service that you shared with the stars, you're going to go some to beat a physio by royal appointment that does Zara Phillips's show jumping horse and Andy's shoulder. But who knows?
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Wondered if you'd shared a service with the stars off the back of Andy having the same physio as Toy Town Zara Phillips's horse back in the day. He was having a bit of fetlock trouble, weren't you, Andy?
I did, yeah.
St Albans City fan Tim says, Jonathan Hunt, ex-Birmingham City, Derby County, Sheffield United and St Albans City, famously took up horse physiotherapy after football.
Oh.
Equine physio.
Well, that's good, yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, they do need it.
That'd be a good little daytime telly show. Jonathan Hunt, equine physio. We'd all watch it, wouldn't we?
No.
Martin Kellner would before Tipping Point came on.
Would,
definitely,
yeah.
In the Father Brown slot. And Ralph says, I shared the same driving instructor as Alex Williams, the Man City keeper in the 80s. One down a lesson, we picked Alex up from the bus stop at Stockport Road. Where are you off to, Alex, said my instructor as we pulled over. Training at Platt Lane, Alex replied. Get here, we'll drop you off. All part of my lesson. Sometimes driving instructors did used to take a few. Did you ever have that? Do you remember, Andy, you learned in a Model T?
Mr. Knapp from...
His name was Mr. Knapp.
Mr. Knapp was the driving. I can't remember the name of the school where I learned. It was in East Finchley.
So, Mr. Knapp from the driving school.
I passed first time, and I'm one of the worst drivers you'll ever meet.
Yeah, that's true. Have you ever been in a car with Andy? What was wrong with the exam? You slipped him a few quid, did you?
Well, no, not
very
really.
Dodge.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So, Mr. Knapp was very understanding. He was probably as blind as you were.
He probably was, actually.
Yeah.
No, I could see in those days. I was 17. I passed when I was really young.
Well, that's blind. What vehicle were you driving then? Do you remember what you passed it in, Andy?
I think he had a Ford, dual control Ford Escort.
Oh, lovely vehicle, sir.
Lovely.
Beautiful.
Don't ask me what reg it was.
But my bloke used to get me he'd say, just go left here. Not the guy I passed with, but the guy, but just go left here and just turn right. And I'd find myself in like Tesco's car park where he went and got his shopping. He said, don't worry, I'll add 15 minutes on at the end. Just use me as a chauffeur. And occasionally he'd say, just stop here. And I'd stop and he'd go into someone's house and sort of come
really?
Out. And then, oh, yeah.
That's not good.
I got quite used to that. It was almost like I was doing drops. It was like a delivery driver or something. It was all a bit weird.
That's excellent.
Anyway, maybe we'll have a few when driving instructors take liberties stories. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ.
I love this letter from Susan McSweeney, wrote to the Sun today. She's nice. Talking, comparing the William and Harry to Liam and Noel Gallagher, two warring siblings.
The obvious comparison, yeah.
And she goes, while Harry tours TV shows to shamelessly promote his book, William visits British troops on the front line against Putin. That is why William is destined to be king one day, because he genuinely cares about others. No, he's destined to be king because he was born first. It's brilliant, isn't true. It? Yeah. These people.
The line of succession, you'd have to explain that to Susan McSweeney, wouldn't
well
you?
Done.
Anything else?
The tweets from a lot of people like England players. Gary Lineker, of course, tweeting about Harry Kane.
Yes.
Congratulations to Harry on becoming England's highest ever goal scorer. A wonderful achievement.
Yeah.
Alan Shearer echoed the sentiments. Wayne Rooney said, great man, unbelievable goal scorer, an England legend. But Rio Ferdinand was a bit Spartan. He just went, Kane, England's all-time leading goal scorer. Yeah, thanks.
That's it. Yeah. Beautiful. A man of few words.
Yeah.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Yes, it's time once again to reflect on a week of sport on TV in the company of squad number 9. It's Martin Kellner. Good afternoon, Martin.
Good afternoon to you, boys. You all right?
Yeah, we're not so bad, Martin.
How are you doing?
Yeah, how are you doing at the moment?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. I'll talk about sport on TV. I could talk about my kidney stones for a quarter of an hour, but
painful.
But I
won't.
Painful. Painful, yeah, painful. Yeah. No, I watched Italy-England, obviously, last night on Channel 4. I thought they were rather clever because they sort of Channel 4'd it up, if you like, with James Richardson doing a very nice feature on Maradona and how he's revered in Naples. I thought it was interesting, which obviously was a great reminder of those golden days of Gazzetta Football Italia. And, when Channel 4, the great triumph they had with Italian football. So that was brilliant. I enjoyed the guy who had a lock of Maradona's hair. Mm. He'd been, which was kept in a glass case. He'd been
like a religious icon.
Very much like an icon. He'd been on a plane and Maradona had, I mean, who knew Maradona was losing his hair? Maradona had left a lock of his hair on the antimacassar on the, because it was first class.
He was a good player, antimacassar.
Yeah, tremendous, isn't it? I did say that it was good that they didn't have Mel Gidroyk and Joe Lycett doing the commentary. They went with Steve Bauer and Dion Dublin.
Yes,
and
yes. I've got a word about the COCOMs. I don't know how rude I'm able to be, but I'm not.
That doesn't bode well for Dion. It sounds like you should turn off.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's a difficult job, COCOMs. Mm. By the way, well done on the feature. I thought the feature was great, and they did a thing about Countdown, which is another great icon of Channel 4. It's been there since it was the very first programme on Channel 4. And they've got a football version of Countdown going on YouTube. So I thought that was clever of Channel 4 to sort of Channel 4 it up, remind us of the great days of The Word and The Big Breakfast and Watch the Woman and all those great shows they had in the early days of Channel 4. As far as Steve Bauer and Dion Dublin goes, the job of COCOMs is quite difficult, I think it's very difficult. I mean, maybe it takes a while to to bed in, to be honest. You know, you look at people like Alan Smudger Smith on Sky, who I think is very good, and and the relationship that Keys and Gray had on Martin Tyler and Andy Gray had on Sky and that sort of thing, and obviously Gary Neville. So you can do it, but it's very difficult just to go in as a co-com with someone you haven't maybe worked that much, but I don't know how much Dion Dublin has worked, but he was very much on the he was very much in the category of he'll be disappointed with that. There is no point in COCOM just repeating what the commentators said. And I think because you don't get much time, so you can't do tactical analysis, really, not as a COCOM. And then Dean Dublin's fine as a guest on those sort of shows. But certainly, if you want someone to look round a terraced house falling to bits in Chorlton Cum Hardy, then Dion Dublin is very much your man. He's your man for that. But COCOMs, I wasn't crazy about that.
There was one very amusing moment when he said, Italy just trying to get the ball in quickly now, and they took about 30 seconds to take the throw. You think,
yeah.
Well, not that quickly. Yeah.
Well, no. Anybody, we've got a curse of the commentator coming up with Stuart Pearce later on. It can happen.
It can happen to anyone.
Villeneuve Pironi. Is this a new beer?
Fantastic.
Is it a new beer you're
drinking? It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's a great doco. It's Sky Documentaries, you know, HBO, I think, had it in the States. And basically, if you were into motor racing in the 1980s, you love all this because it's... I mean, they were friends at one point, but they were Ferrari drivers, the two of them. Mm. And they fell out over one race. I think it was, I can't remember which race it was, but there was a race in which they fell out because the team instructions were that Gilles Villeneuve was to win it. Mm. Pironi, Didier Pironi was the French guy.
Yeah.
He was to come second. And of course, you know, it went wrong and Pironi won the race. And Villeneuve really was so annoyed, and he was and arguably it led to his accident which killed him in 1982.
Well, it sounds very interesting, this
it's fascinating.
I wasn't aware of it. Yeah.
Well, Gilles Villeneuve, you know, anybody who's into Formula One will tell you what a hero Gilles Villeneuve was.
I mean, I knew there was the drivers, and I knew of the sort of what went. I didn't know there was a documentary about it. It sounds excellent.
It's a great documentary. It's really well done. And the people they get on it, obviously they have Gilles Villeneuve's wife is on the show, Joanne Villeneuve. Also, obviously, his son, Jacques Villeneuve, who he had a very, you know, who was also a, you know, a champion racing driver, who he had a very, very frosty relationship with, really, if you like. And Melanie Villeneuve is his daughter. A lot of stuff about Enzo Ferrari, whose son died in an accident, and Gilles Villeneuve was almost like a second son. Of course, then he died in 1982. And there's a bit of an interview with Bernie Eccleston, who's saying basically when you look back at Formula One in the early 80s, as he says, the quote is, nobody was super shocked if somebody got killed. And that's the sad thing about Formula One at that time. But there was also one or two of the girlfriends of Pironi who liked the ladies, I suppose you'd say. And somebody came up with a quote, drivers and women have always been attracted to each other, which is probably one of the reasons that the current documentary about Formula One is so popular as well. But, I would really, certainly if you remember Formula One in the 1980s, this, and they tell the story fairly simply. It lasts about an hour and a quarter, I think, this show. And Didier Pironi himself died in a powerboat racing accident in 1987. So
it sounds good, Martin. Go and check the Sky Documentaries.
Sky Documentaries.
Just time to talk very quickly about the Coolangatta Gold Iron Man on Eurosport 1.
Yes, if you're ever, during the day. Sometimes I have to say, I take this spot so seriously that it's in the middle of the day. I'm not watching Tipping Point. I'm looking through the sport channels to see if there's anything that's going to make this show.
Yeah.
The Coolangatta Gold Iron Man is action from the Iron Man Surf Life Saving Contest on Australia's Gold Coast.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's excellent. These people are lifesavers, but they're not actually. I thought, do they sort of put people in the water to drown and then see if these guys can save them? Mm. But they don't. They're just on those boats, which are sort of like kayak type things. Mm. And, these are tough guys. They're tough guys. They're very muscle-bound. Mm. They go on these boats. They're very suntanned. They're bronzed, and they make you think, I'd like to be Australian,
I'd like to be Australian. So you're going to apply, that's why you're applying for citizenship this afternoon.
I'm applying for citizenship to Western Australia. They're advertising on my show in Western Australia. But, so I'm thinking of going out there.
You think you get enough points, Martin?
No, I think at my stage, I'm what with the kidney stones. They're not gonna want me, to be honest. But it's described as the Formula One of the seas, cutting edge of sailing, and it really is tough. It's these chaps, these muscly chaps down under on boats.
That seems to have been the main takeaway, the muscly chaps.
Well, no, the main takeaway is this quote from one of them, this guy called Jackson Borg, who says... he's talking about the races. It really hurts towards the back end. Yeah. And I thought, I bet it does, mate.
Yes, I'm sure. Ali Ross will be taking that for his column.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Goldstein and Cundy back together again, and they've both joined us in the studio.
Goldstein and Cundy. What
afternoon, gentlemen.
Andy and Jason. It's a bit.
Well, I went down
Hawksby
that route.
Hawksby and Jacobs. Well, all right, Hawksby.
That's I went down that route.
Goldie.
I'm sorry.
Goldie.
It sounded quite nice, actually. You did like that.
How are you both?
Good.
Yeah,
he's got a problem with his eye.
He has got a problem.
I've had to take the contact. I've got spares. Don't worry, gang.
Come on, you spares.
By the time 4 o'clock comes around,
you got a pair of bins as well, Jay.
I don't. I have at home, but the dog ate them.
You don't get your glasses. That's a terrible excuse.
All the handles are completely chewed. And he's chipped away at the glass, so I can't. I wear them in the morning when I've first.
He prefers you in lenses, clearly.
No one cares about my eyes.
You have to put the dog on your face so you can see better.
So, what are you boys discussing today?
Should dogs wear glasses?
Yeah, well, that's a very good
question.
We're
going to talk about Harry Kane for so many reasons.
Yeah,
Kane or Rooney, all the normal questions. How great a player is he? We'll also talk about Bellingham and Rice. They were just exceptional.
Yeah, really good.
Bellingham was fantastic. Mm. We've Darren Bentley joined us. I don't know if you remember Darren Bentley.
Oh, yeah, remember him back in the day.
Bone. He's coming on to talk about.
Is that his nickname? Ever. Floating Bone?
Yeah, do you not know why?
No.
I'll tell you when you show
that time of day. Yeah, yeah. Not a good idea.
The middle hour, we're talking about who you're named after.
Oh, okay.
All right. There's a long, convoluted story as to why. Mm-hmm. But Jason, do you want to tell everyone? You can tell everyone now.
So I'm named after a detective that was played back in the 60s on TV called Jason King.
Yeah, played by Peter Wingard.
Do you remember Jason King?
Sure.
Right.
Have you ever checked out Peter Wingard's backstory, if I may use that phrase?
Go on.
No, I won't. No. You go and check it out on Google.
Oh, this does sound good.
No, it's, I know.
You give
I'm
yourself
not,
a
I'm,
Peter Wingard.
I'm not casting.
He looked a bit like a porn star, didn't he?
He was a...
Jay, it's not 1 o'clock in the morning yet.
Adult star. But he looked...
Yeah, you're used to working late nights. You're Jason post-watershed candy, aren't you?
Jacob's face says that.
Sorry, but he does. He had that, the handlebar moustache, the long hair.
Yeah,
he was back in the 70s.
Character.
You know producer Joe? You know Joe?
Yes, of course, yeah.
He was named after the 1990s Aston Villa manager, Joseph Venglos. This is true.
Really?
And Joe's brother, producer Joe's brother, his name is Sammy Lee.
Really?
Named after Sammy Lee.
Fantastic.
So
you're going to have to start calling him Dr. Joe, because Joe Venglos was a doctor.
He should be Dr.
Joe.
Dr. Joseph.
We've already talked about that, but we've dropped the doctor bit.
Okay.
But we've got some other great stories. So if people have got weird names as to why and who they're named are. We've got Kevin Achard talking all things Nagelsmann as well. Would you be happy with him at Spurs?
Yeah, I mean, he's an interesting character. We were just chatting about him earlier on. He's in the Conte envelope, so I'm not sure Daniel Levy's going to want to put himself through that again, really.
Right, okay.
But he's a very good manager. Yeah. He certainly was at Hoffenheim and Leipzig.
Yeah.
So we've got Kev. I don't know what Spurs are doing. Why don't they just give it to Poch? It's such a mad decision not to, I think. It's a no-brainer for me.
I've said to you before, Andy, every time Daniel Levy looks at him, he just sees £50 million going into Joe Lycett's shredder, doesn't he? Because that's the money he's wasted in the 3 years since. Mm. You know, it's a reminder of failure.
We're also, I don't know if you saw, but Brentford B took on Ukraine last night.
Yeah.
So we're asking, would you like to see like the Club World Cup winners like Real Madrid take on the World Cup winners Argentina? Imagine that, like England v Real Madrid at Wembley. Would you like to see that?
Country, but you can sort of think you do on FIFA for a laugh, isn't it? Yeah.
Do you see that?
His country.
Well, it'd be good.
So we talk about that.
Never going to happen.
No, it's
not. Well, your owner, it might.
No, well,
he's got his way. Well, he wants North East South.
Chelsea All Stars versus Argentina.
It seems unlikely.
You can do that. So we've got that. We've got a few other bits that are embargoed till later on in the day. So we can't talk about that.
Okay.
And Jay, I'll be trying to coach Jason through the next 3 hours and trying to make sure he understands what you can say between 4 and 7, which is something you can't say. You've already done that.
In the meantime, go and check out the life story of your namesake, Peter Wingard, Jason King.
Can I say it on air?
No, he was brilliant. He was a brilliant actor, but he was quite a suave character, but interesting. Interesting story. Go and check it out. Okay. Anyway,
That's basically Paul's way of saying, get out.
Go check it out. Please leave, the both of you.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Well, there we are. That's how it all unfolded today. We'll be back on Monday. Danny Kelly, Andy Brassel, all your Monday regulars, as we reflect on England and indeed all the home nations and beyond. There's some big games, aren't there, this weekend?
And big games in the WSL as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Crunch weekend.
So do hope you can join us from 1. If not, the podcast will be available at 4. Until then, have a great weekend and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.